This will not be my campaign. This will be our campaign altogether.
It was the announcement former President Donald Trump made despite advisors suggesting it wasn't a good idea.
In order to make America great and glorious again, I am tonight announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
It was also the announcement his supporters have been waiting for. Outside Mar-a-Lago, only a few dozen Trump supporters were out, but they had plenty to say.
He's still our president. He never stopped. It's just unfortunate that things took place the way they did, but he never took concession. He still is the president. He still is the commander-in-chief.
No one respects the current president. World leaders think of him as weak, and that's just not the man we need right now.
The Republican Party was hoping that a red wave during midterm elections would solidify their standing in the 2024 presidential election. But many of the congressional candidates that Trump backed, including those in key states, lost in a stunning fashion. He's facing multiple investigations on different fronts. Congressional hearings are ongoing into Trump's involvement in the January 6th Capitol riots. Liz Cheney, a member of Congress who's on the investigating committee, says Trump is detached from reality.
It's also really important for people to look at what's happening and what he's doing, not just through a political lens, but through the basic facts of his total lack of fitness for office. He's unstable.
He's also being investigated for his efforts to overturn the 2020 election results and his handling of classified documents that were seized from his Mar-a-Lago estate. He also faces several criminal investigations involving his Trump organization. All that didn't seem to deter Trump from standing in his resort in West Palm Beach, Florida, and proclaiming that he is the only candidate the Republicans should support.
Despite the disunity within the Republican Party over whether or not to support Trump for president, he's still very popular with a lot of Republican voters. It's a base that other Republican candidates will definitely want to tap into.
Ron DeSantis just won a landslide re-election as governor of Florida. He was once a Trump loyalist, but is now increasingly seen as Trump's biggest rival for the Republican nomination.
And Governor DeSantis is in violation of his oath of office, what he claims all the other people have done, such as with the buses still here in Palm Beach County where they make you wear a mask, that they're in violation. Well, so was he.
Trump's a wrecking ball in the system. I think that a lot of people agree that we can't trust the media anymore. I think that a lot of people agree that we can't trust the people in power anymore.
I love Trump because he is the very first president to acknowledge black people.
Also once an ardent supporter, his former Vice President Mike Pence, who had this to say when asked if Trump should be president again.
I think that's up to the American people. But I think we'll have better choices in the future.
Americans have 2 years to decide who they want to lead the country next. But will the fragile Republican Party be able to come together to back the same candidate? There are still millions of Americans who support Donald Trump and many others who want to see him go away. Renee O'Day, Al Jazeera, West Palm Beach, Florida.